this is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Islamic State militants launched an assault on the northern city of Kirkuk on Friday, drawing troops and resources away from the battle towards Mosul as Iraqi and Kurdish Peshmerga forces continue to move in on the country's second largest city. A suicide attack on an Iranian-run construction site in the town of Dibis in northern Iraq Friday also killed at least 14 people, including four Iranians. Six Iraqi police and 12 Islamic State fighters were killed during a similar attack on a police compound in Kirkuk earlier in the day. VOA's Heather Murdoch is in Iraq.
Well, the soldiers I talked to today said it's really difficult fighting and it's really tricky because, among other things, they're increasingly wearing suicide belts or suicide vests when they're fighting. So the soldiers have difficulty getting even near the people they're fighting. They want to stay in their armored tanks because the chance of a suicide blast killing them is pretty great.
That's Heather Murdoch in Iraq. UN High Commissioner for Human Rights Zayed Raad al-Hussein says the siege and bombardment of Syria's northern city of eastern Aleppo constitute crimes of historic proportions. He's calling on the 47-member UN Human Rights Council to refer the situation to the International Criminal Court. A spokeswoman for the U.S. Department of Homeland Security is investigating all possible causes of an internet outage which affected several popular websites on Friday. This is VOA News. South Africa says it is withdrawing from the International Criminal Court. Justice Minister Michael Masuta said Friday a bill will be submitted to Parliament recommending that South Africa repeal implementation of the Rome Statute that created the court. The statute legally obligates its signatories to arrest anyone sought by the ICC, which was established to bring to justice the perpetrators of genocide, war crimes, and crimes against humanity. African countries, however, say the court has solely focused on leaders on their continent. South Africa's decision to withdraw can be traced back to Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir's controversial visit to South Africa last year for a two-day meeting of African Union heads of state. Faced with disappointing polling numbers and less than 3 weeks to bridge the gap, Donald Trump on Friday nonetheless stayed upbeat as he campaigned in two key battleground states. Trump highlighted three recent polls showing him ahead of his rival, Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton, who was campaigning Friday in the hotly contested state of Ohio. Pakistan has called on warring sides in Afghanistan to resume talks, promising it will follow the priorities the elected Afghan government determines for pursuing peace and reconciliation with the Taliban. The Prime Minister's chief advisor on foreign policy, Sartaz Aziz, made the remarks Friday in a meeting in Islamabad with members of an unofficial dialogue between Pakistani and Afghan lawmakers, former officials, peace negotiators, and civil society activists. Aziz said that Pakistan believes Taliban insurgents and other groups waging war should realize that Afghanistan has changed over the years, where the dominant majority would not like to go back to the past. 7 years of talks over a trade deal between the European Union and Canada are hanging in the balance after EU leaders failed to convince Wallonia, the French-speaking region of Belgium, to approve it. Negotiations and discussions at an EU leaders' summit in Brussels ended Friday with no set deadline for a deal. The agreement between Canada and the EU, called CETA, the Comprehensive Economic and Trade Agreement, would lower trade barriers, but Wallonia, the southern part of Belgium, has so far resisted EU pressure to approve it. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.